I praise the name of the Lord from all my soul. As we continue these Eve services, I will read from the fourth chapter in the Acts of the Apostles, from verse 12 to verse 22. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, and they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. In Jesus' name, amen. The disciples, Peter and John, were continuing that task which the Son of God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, had given to his own to do, to proclaim the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of God. When the Redeemer began his official task here on earth, in the fourth chapter of Matthew, it is written about this time. From that time on, Jesus taught and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is nigh." The Redeemer wanted to call people into this kingdom of God. And when the Redeemer traveled and walked to the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen, ordinary workers, ordinary people. Peter and Andrew were fishing to catch something to eat for themselves and for others. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me." This man, the Son of God, he sees ordinary people doing their temporal work. And our Redeemer calls these men, "Follow me." He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. They accepted that call, which Jesus called, "Follow me." In the same way throughout all time, and even today, and at these summer services, these services are intended for this reason, that the Heavenly Father loves every person here on earth and would like that this call of the Word of God would reach those who are listening on the radio or the internet or wherever, you may have a desire in your heart that if only I could go to those festivities that the children of God are calling through the Holy Spirit and by the power of God. They are calling into the kingdom of God. When Jesus said to these men, "Follow me," they believed that call and went and followed their Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. They went, they believed that word. But the Heavenly Father wants to extend this call into the heart of every man, that you, dear friend, who would like to, but the enemy of the soul is holding on to you so tightly that it does not want that you would believe and would begin to follow the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy of the soul says you will lose a lot when you begin to follow that group. But the Heavenly Father has promised that He will give travel friends many times over, brothers and sisters who are supporting you, comforting you on this journey. When Jesus continued His journey, He saw two brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father. They were mending their nets, and He called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. When Jesus called these people into the kingdom of God to follow Him, this matter of faith is a personal matter. We cannot be saved with another person's faith, but every person has to own this faith himself, this forgiveness of sins is a personal thing. John and his brother began to follow Jesus, but their father Zebedee, as it was said here, that they left the boat and their father and followed Him. Jesus called His own disciples to travel alongside Him and to teach these most important matters of faith. And when the disciples often doubted, or have you traveled, friend, brother and sister, on your way of faith, have you ever come across doubts? Have you had temptations? Have you felt that, am I believing the right way here? When my thoughts are like this, surely no other people, no other believers have such thoughts as I have in my heart. Surely each of us feel this, feel these things, as the disciples also experienced. But just as Jesus wanted to show His own disciples that He is the Son sent by the Father, by God, and He wants to call people into the kingdom of God, when Jesus traveled, many times many people gathered around Jesus, and Jesus taught them. He taught them many times through parables about this kingdom of God and the importance of the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God can be found here on earth. and how the Heavenly Father wants to protect each of us. Dear travel friend, dear brother and sister, have you had a prayer in your heart toward the Heavenly Father that God would protect you, would guide you along that way in this world, along the way, so that you would have the strength to travel, so that sin could not win over, and when the enemy of the soul entices and causes you to fall, that you would receive the strength on this way of faith, that this gospel could come into your heart and to wipe away those sins which are in your heart. This blood of Jesus cleanses them all, cleanses it from all sin. In the wilderness, Jesus, just as we at these summer services are in this field, we have gathered together, hearing the word of God. Even there, the people had come to hear the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus. And when Jesus had preached this gospel and preached about the kingdom of God to them, and evening was approaching, the disciples who were there with Jesus said to him, "Evening is coming. Let the people go home to buy food." Jesus said to his disciples, "Give them something to eat." The disciples said to Jesus, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus said, "Bring them." And he took them into his hands and looked toward heaven and blessed the food and said to his disciples, "Distribute these to the people." And when the people ate, and when they had eaten, the disciples gathered 12 baskets full of leftovers. In this way, Jesus nourished the people in the wilderness. In the same way, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the word of God, feeds us children of God here in the kingdom of God, so that we can believe our own sins forgiven. When later on we won't follow the phases of Jesus' life any further, but when the time was fulfilled that our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, did that which he had promised to his Father, that he atoned for the sins of all the world, he suffered death on the cross, and we remember how there Peter, that disciple, denied his Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Peter received the grace of returning, And when Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, this repentance is to be preached in his name, forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. But you are witnesses. He lifted his hands upon them, and he blessed them. The Holy Spirit. Were with the children of God, the disciples, when they traveled with Jesus, when they preached and they called people into the kingdom of God. Jesus says to his disciples, for that reason, that whoever confesses me in front of people, I will confess him before God who is in heaven. Whoever confesses me in front of people. Have you, dear travel friend, experienced that it is easy to confess that you are a child of God? Or has it happened to you, as it has happened to me many times, that when we should have confessed our own faith, our head has bowed down. We have not had the strength to confess our own weak faith. But I have not denied this faith. But as Jesus says, that even with a weak faith we can reach heaven, there it is not measured how good your faith has been, but that we believe here, our own sins forgiven. When Peter and John begin to travel, to proclaim that task which God had given. Peter and John go into the temple of Jerusalem to pray. And when they went into this temple, near the beautiful gate of this temple, there was a beggar who was brought to the temple every day to beg for temporal richness from people, for there were no social benefits at that time as there are in our time. Many people had to beg to get something to subsist on. When Peter and John went to the temple and saw this man, this beggar asked Peter and John. Peter and John said to this beggar that we do not have gold or silver, but that which we have we will give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and by his feet. And when this man believed this word, which Peter and John promised, his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he stood up. And what happened? Leaping, he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Did he praise Peter and John? No. He praised God because he had received his temporal health. But at the same time, he believed and he received his sins forgiven. He was so joyous. He who received his health and his sins forgiven, that he leaped and praised God. He got a good mind. He has received his health and so on. When the people were amazed about the thing that Peter and John had done, even though Jesus had done many miracles as he traveled, the word had spread amongst the people that Jesus has done miracles, that he has even awakened people from the dead. Some of the people who had seen these deeds that Jesus did believed. But it was only a small portion of those who believed in Jesus' words. When Jesus also traveled in the homes, we remember the dear home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. How Jesus stopped there often as he traveled. He stopped there to rest in their home. And it so happened that Lazarus' life on earth ended, and Mary and Martha had believed that if Jesus had been with them, then their brother would not have died. When they called Jesus, and when Jesus arrives to this familiar home, where the people were sorrowing and longing for their dear travel friend, and their sorrow of parting was great. And when Jesus saw their sorrow, what happened? What happened to Jesus? He wept. In the same way, when your travel friend, brother and sister, perhaps your heart has wept many times, when a dear friend has received the call into the heavenly home, your sorrow of parting is great. And in this way, Jesus as a man experienced the same way as you and I here on our journey. When people saw this miracle, Peter and John begin to speak to the people that we did not do this miracle with our own strength, but the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, who had come upon this earth, who who had come to atone for the sins of man. You took hold of him, crucified him on the cross, and on the third day he has risen from the dead, from the grave of death, as a victor. Peter and John spoke these things to these people. They wanted to reveal these things to them and to announce to them, and at the same time call them, to call these people into the kingdom of God. And we are told in the Acts of the Apostles that nearly 5,000 men believed these words of Peter and John. They personally believed this gospel for themselves. But even though the people rejoiced, and this joy of the finder was great, the leaders of the priests placed their hands on Peter and John and took them in to be interviewed. And as we were told in this text, and when they said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had seen Peter and John and the other apostles and the people who had followed the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus. You, dear brother and sister, who are living in this time, who are traveling toward heaven, toward that destination which has been given to every child of God, that one day we would reach heaven. Does this world see that through us simple, poor believers, like the disciples were ordinary people, that in this group of people is such a message that whosoever believes this gospel for themselves, then he receives sins forgiven on this earth. But what does it mean that this holy gospel is preached to us here on earth and that we believe it? Also, the angels in heaven rejoice over every child of God. And the names of these believers are written in the book of life in heaven. There, Jesus and God watch over each of us as we travel on this journey. Many times here, we feel anguish and ridicule from the world. And just as Peter and John were told that you should not talk about this, about the risen Christ, about the Lord Jesus, who forgives sins here on earth. Then Peter and John answer, judge you yourself. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. But they couldn't find anything to threaten them or to punish them. So they let them go. And what happened? Peter and John continued to preach this gospel about the Redeemer and the Lord Jesus Christ. They proclaimed this and extended this call to all people, this call into the kingdom of God. And just as Peter and John did this work of the gospel, God has intended that this gospel of the kingdom of God is preached around the world, beginning from Jerusalem, and it has been preached unto this day, and it will continue to be preached until the end of this world. The Heavenly Father, as if wishes to be calling each person whose heart is longing for peace, is longing for that peace which the children of God have. The Heavenly Father, as if wishes to approach the one who is asking, to approach with love, that today when you hear the voice of God, you can believe your own sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus. You, brother and sister, who have come to these summer services, you travel friend, who are perhaps still coming by car, are perhaps planning that tomorrow, if God wills, I will be able to arrive at these summer services. Has your prayer been that when the Heavenly Father, that the Heavenly Father would comfort you, would give you strength on this way of faith, and that the Heavenly Father wishes to approach you and to place in your heart those words that you, brother and sister, travel friend, can believe all your sins, all your doubts forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there, many elderly person whose temporal strength is ebbing, you no longer are able to come to these summer services. Where, as in the motto is said, but for me it is good to be near God. It is a great thing that we can be near God, that He through His Word is comforting and refreshing us. And when we believe this gospel for ourselves, you, dear travel friend, remain believing sins travel faults and errors forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood, your sins are forgiven. Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. And there in the field, wherever you happen to be, you have a travel friend next to you who can preach to you if you ask your sins forgiven. And when you believe, then that amazing peace will settle in your heart that you will have the strength to travel. But before you, dear ones, dear friends, is such a doubting, tempted person who during this turn have felt this, I wish to ask, can I believe my own sins and doubts and temptations forgiven? It is my heartfelt desire to travel with you, dear ones, to be traveling and owning, personally owning, this most important faith which God has given to us into our hearts. In God's, in Jesus' blessing name, Amen.